Today we celebrate this votive mass for St. Joseph. And it can be a very helpful thing when we read the scriptures to read them through the eyes of the saints, people like Mary and Joseph. This morning we had this beautiful proclamation of providence from Romans chapter 8 from St. Paul. And even though this was written, of course, after Joseph lived his life, still we can see how this applies to him throughout his own travels as he followed the Lord. St. Paul says, "Can anything separate us from the love of Christ? Will anguish, distress, persecution, famine, nakedness, peril, or the sword, will any of these separate us from the love of Christ?" Well, just consider Joseph's life and how this applies. Joseph experienced practically all these things. Anguish and distress of what does it mean that Mary is with child when we are not even yet fully joined together in marriage. The persecution of being hunted down by Herod, who tried to kill the Christ child. The persecution of the Romans to taking up all the oxygen in the Jewish culture. Sword, the violence, the uncertainty of what would happen in the world around him. Nakedness and peril, all these things. And yet in each of these things in Joseph's life, was he separated from the love of Christ? Not once. In fact, the love of Christ came to him through the face of this child who became an adolescent, who became an adult, who began to preach. Think about how during all his travels down to Bethlehem, down to Egypt, around the Roman soldiers who would stare at him holding their weapons and despise him for being a Jew, yet he was holding the hand of his foster son, Jesus, not separated from his love. And just as a parent experiences the kindness of God in a special way through a young child, so Joseph, even more in the life of the little Jesus, experienced the love and kindness of God with him through all anguish and distress and peril. Nothing could separate Joseph from Jesus and Mary. He had this Christ child accompanying him throughout his life. Sacred tradition usually holds that Joseph died before Jesus began his ministry, before he began to see him do his miracles and began to proclaim the kingdom of God. And yet we don't know how miraculous and how amazing was the love that they shared together in the home. For Joseph, that love of Christ was so tangible to him, so close to him. And friends, it's no different for us. It's no different. The love of Christ that we cannot be separated from shines upon us today in so many ways. In the faces of a child, in the faces of each other. Even in the song that comes on the radio, just at the moment I need to hear this thing. Nothing can separate us from the love of Christ, not even death. As we receive the Eucharist today, let's celebrate that and worship the Lord for his amazing power to be with us in every struggle. For he never leaves us and never abandons us.